R.L. Bauer, sworn in for the defendant, 91st to testify. During the summer of 1909 and 1910, I worked at the National Pencil Company on Saturdays. Since that time, I have worked off and on at the factory on Saturdays doing extra work. I have also been up to the office Saturday afternoons, frequently during the past 12 months. I was there while Mr. Schiff was off on his trip. I was up at the office on the Saturday afternoon before Mr. Schiff went away. Mr. Holloway, Mr. Schiff, Mr. Frank, and the office boy were there. I have never seen any women in Mr. Frank's office on the Saturdays I have been there. Cross-examination. I have always found Mr. Schiff there on Saturday afternoons, with the exception of the time when he was off on his trip during January and February. The only specific Saturday afternoons that I remember being at the factory was the Saturdays during the month of January 1913, when Mr. Schiff was off on the road. Got to the factory at 3 o'clock on the first Saturday in January. I went through the front door of the factory. It was unlocked and the door was open. Mr. Holloway was on the second floor in his usual place. Mr. Frank was in his office sitting at his desk. I didn't see any stenographer. I stayed there until nearly 4 o'clock. I have been to the factory on an average of 2 Saturdays every month. On the second Saturday in January, I got to the factory at 3 o'clock. Mr. Frank, Mr. Holloway, and the office boy were there. The front door was open. The inside door was open. Mr. Frank was at his desk in the inside office. I stayed there about a half or three quarters of an hour, about 3:30 or 3:45. I talked to Mr. Frank about 10 minutes, and the rest of the time I just noticed things around the office. I saw Mr. Frank at the factory the third Saturday in January I was there. I don't know who else was there. I went to inquire about Mr. Schiff, who was in the Ohio flood. Mr. Frank was in his office. I remember seeing Mr. Frank in his office on the fourth Saturday in January I called there. He was working in his office. I don't remember seeing anybody else there.